It's time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. We always like to say your one stop to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our tri-state region. And as we are in the new year, it is time to take a look at some events coming up. Mark, nice to speak to you again.
Lovely to be back, and thank you very much. We have got some really interesting classes coming up. And, you know, the public libraries in our area have really changed in the last few years from those places you used to go to where you were shushed for talking. Now they're actually actively encouraging all sorts of activities and have become really community centers in a lovely and productive way. And but there's a lot to talk about this week with some of those libraries and the classes they're putting on. Some super ideas.
All right. Well, let us start off on January the 14th, and we'll head to a place we don't head to that often, and that is Roxbury, Connecticut.
Yep. And in fact, it's to our first library of the week, the Minor Memorial Library. They are putting on on Monday the 14th at 5:30 in the evening, they are having what should be a really interesting talk. It's called Birds at Your Feeders with Angela Dimmitt. Now, Angela is a real bird expert, and she is putting on an informal program, but it's an informational program about what species frequent local bird feeders in the winter. She's a board member of the Connecticut Ornithological Society and a president of the Western Connecticut Bird Club. But what I think is really interesting, and where I think a lot of the questions will be, is she's an avid gardener. She lives in New Milford, and she has made her property a real paradise for native species of plants, which has encouraged the insects and the birds. And I think, therefore, this will be an interesting talk to go to in its own right about the birds, but it will be an opportunity also to talk about how you can improve or make changes to your garden to encourage more birds and insects as well. So absolutely fascinating. That's 5:30 at the Minor Memorial Library in Roxbury on that's tomorrow, Monday, January the 14th, 5:30 in the evening.
Let's move over to Red Hook, New York on the 15th, and that is the Red Hook Library, which should be an interesting event.
Well, I put this in. I'm not sure that many of our listeners will be going, but I think it's really interesting to see these changes at the library. So this is the Red Hook Public Library in Red Hook, which starting on Tuesday the 15th, but then runs through the end of the month, January till January the 29th. Is having a series of Chinese conversations. And really, it's the idea is that if you speak any Mandarin Chinese, this is a real opportunity to brush up on your conversational Chinese, and an opportunity, by the way, to speak the language outside your home if you are Chinese. A lot of Chinese obviously speak at home, but they don't get as much practice as they need outside of a home. So this is something they're doing. And the discussion is mostly appropriate for intermediate to native level speakers. So I suspect not many of our listeners, but some listeners will be going, but they're all welcome. And I think it's really interesting that the library, Red Hook Library, feels that there is a core group of people in the area who would be interested in that. Hopefully they will extend it to other languages as well. I'm hoping that will be an opportunity to speak English at a conversational level to my fellow English speakers, and I won't have to be troubled to speak American all the time, but that we'll see about.
All right, on January 15th, we've got Washington, Connecticut on the agenda for a plant-based cooking workshop.
Yep. Now, this is the Gunn Memorial Library in Washington on Tuesday at 6:00 in the evening. And this looks like a very useful class, or workshop, in fact. So the members of the New Milford Hospital's Diebold Family Cancer Care Center are going to be leading this workshop, which they're calling Let's Get Cooking, which will include cooking demonstrations and a tasting. But it's all about changing your eating habits, not only to promote sort of healthy weight, et cetera, but also, more importantly, for prevention and risk reduction of chronic diseases. And there is no question now they're finding more and more evidence that, well, we've always known that what you eat is really significant, but this is an opportunity to sit down and learn how to improve your diet. At the Gunn Memorial Library on Tuesday the 15th at 6 o'clock in the evening down there in Washington.
And from Washington, Connecticut, we go north to Stockbridge, Massachusetts on the 16th, the Potter's Wheel.
Yeah, this is a time of the year when I think a lot of people, instead of going out and about to big places for their gala concerts and their events and whatever it is, are using this as an opportunity to sit and learn some new skills. And I mentioned that IS 183, this wonderful school, art school up in Stockbridge, has got some great classes on, and I spotted this one, and it looks really interesting. So starting on Wednesday, January the 16th, but there are going to be a whole series of six meetings over the next few weeks up there in Stockbridge. They are having – Ben Evans is coming in, and he's going to be teaching a class for beginners as well as more experienced potters. And so beginning students will learn how to center on the potter's wheel and make drinking vessels and bowls and plates, whilst the more experienced potters, they are going to be challenged with making lids, closed forms, square bowls, plates, and other pottery items. So, and they are going to be concentrating also on decoration techniques, including brushwork and slip trailing, carving, all sorts of glazing techniques as well. And the final class, they really will be going into much more sophisticated pottery techniques like soda firing and cone 6 oxidation, whatever that is. So it should be, if you want to learn a skill over these dark winter days, this looks like a great opportunity. It's all up there in Stockbridge at IS 183. And it starts on Wednesday, January the 16th. And, of course, you have to sign up for these things. So go onto their website and check out all the details and sign up if you're interested.
And there's another way to get through these dark winter days, and that is music. So we'll switch from libraries to music. The next couple of events in Pittsfield and in Sheffield.
Yes, yes. It's not all serious stuff here. So on Friday the 18th, up in Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield, the Alchemistics are going to be playing, and they are a great fun band. They blend reggae, hip-hop, soul, and rock into a sort of modern roots music with global appeal. They are great fun. If you want a great concert, go up to the Colonial Theatre on Friday the 18th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the evening. But then if you want to have also great fun, and this is really growing in popularity, down there in Sheffield at Dewey Hall, they are having these swing nights, these swing dancing nights. This is their January one, on Friday the 18th. Starts at 7:30 in the evening. The idea is that the doors open at 7:30, but then they start with swing dance lessons at 8 o'clock. And James Fenton leads those. And they encourage, you know, everyone to come. They particularly encourage beginners to go and enjoy it. And so they do that for about an hour, and you get a chance to practice and enjoy it. And then the live music starts at 9 o'clock in the evening. And they've got Chopped Sauerkraut and the Croutons all playing live on, that's Friday the 18th at Dewey Hall. They are a great fun band because they play hard edge rockabilly and honky tonk and garage rock. So great fun, great to dance to. And so this is an opportunity to get out and shake a leg and have some real fun.
And we'll move from music. How about to, this sounds like, if you love plays, a lot of fun. On the 19th, a weekend of play readings at Shakespeare and Company runs the 19th and the 20th.
Yeah, yes. People think, oh, Shakespeare and Company is a summer festival, but then it's not at all. In fact, they're all year round. And the last few years, they've been putting on these weekends of play readings. And this year, the works explore themes of immigration, not surprisingly, adoption, addiction, and sexual abuse, and their ramification on individuals, families, and communities. So, and the plays, I mean, they're not too wild. There are some really, Tennessee Williams is going to be one of the playwrights they're reading from, Lee Couchman, Rebecca Gilman, and others as well. And as you say, they start both Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th. Obviously, you're going to have to go onto the Shakespeare and Company website, look for this Winter Studio Festival of Plays, and then you can sign up to join, attend one or two of them over the weekend. Look, they really do look fascinating. They've done it in the past, and it's been really successful, so I'm glad they're continuing it.
I'm a big fan of Shakespeare and Company, but I'm also a big fan of the Berkshire Grown people, because once again, they make us feel a little bit better with their indoor farmers market on the 19th.
Yes. There are going to be a number of these indoor markets over the next few months, and I'm sure I'm going to mention this. And of course, again, you expect this to be something that's really busy in the fall, but the Berkshire Grown are busy all through the winter as well with these indoor farmers markets in the winter. This month on Saturday the 19th, it's the Monument Valley Middle School. And you get all, it starts at 10. It's not a very long day, from 10 till 2. And and they'll have all sorts of fresh, locally grown and locally produced foods and gifts, fruits, vegetables, cheeses, meats, breads, all sorts of preserved foods, obviously, at this time of year. But then, and then there will be all sorts of food you can buy at the time as well and have lunch there as well. So I'll let you know as other markets come up in the next month or the next few months. But if you want to get support a farmer, this is the way to do it, at Monument Valley Middle School on Saturday the 19th. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Also on the 19th in Kinderhook, New York. This sounds interesting to me. I know probably not to a lot of people, but there is a lecture on early American portraits.
Yes. I saw it and I was interested as well. It actually shows you the wealth of America, because people had the money to spend on portraits of themselves and their families. And that's a real sign of this enormous wealth that was building up in America at the time. So this is in Kinderhook at Van Buren Hall on Saturday afternoon at 4:30. And the art historian and appraiser, Gail, now, Schools and Neck, I think. I'm not sure. She's going to be giving an illustrated lecture, and it should be illustrated because we want to see all these wonderful portraits. An illustrated lecture on early American portraiture, and she's going to focus actually on the East Coast, including Philadelphia as well as New York and Boston. And I think it will be really interesting because so many of our big houses along the Hudson River had families that were wealthy enough to have these wonderful family portraits and individual portraits, which will be really so significant. So that talk, as I say, at the Van Buren Hall on Saturday afternoon at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Well, watch out. Sweeney Todd is coming to Egremont, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I mentioned the barn at Egremont Village Inn a few times recently because they have a really packed season of activities and they have some really wonderful events going on there. It's a lovely event space. It's not very big, but it's got a great atmosphere. And I saw this and I thought, oh, well, this will get us out. So Saturday night, they have got Sweeney Todd live in concert. It's the Ghost Lit Repertory Theatre who are going to be at the barn. And they are going to do the Stephen Sondheim classical tale, you know, the one of this the demon barber of Fleet Street, all about revenge, love, and cannibalism. And I think it just sounds like it's going to be a great fun evening. That's Saturday night, the 19th. As I say, at the barn at the Egremont Village Inn. So it starts at 7:30, and you can go online and buy your tickets in advance there. And they're never very expensive, and it will be a great fun evening. And by the way, They have lovely food and, of course, a nice, good selection of drinks as well. So definitely a great evening out.
We'll move on to the 20th and head back to Sheffield, Massachusetts, for a paper marbling workshop.
Yeah, that's on Sunday. Quite a few little interesting classes again. And I put them in here because I think people are looking for things to do. And this one is in Sheffield. It's at Shandell's. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, but it runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon on that Sunday, the 20th. And as you say, it's a paper marbling workshop. And it's an area I just know very little about. Anyway, apparently the whole art is to drop paint on liquid to create an image on paper. And they are going to really teach students professionally how to create this, and each student is going to have his own tank to work with, his or her own tank to work with, and will go home with a stack of papers after learning, I guess, this really traditional technique. Its space is going to be limited, so you will have to reserve, so you have to call or email them in advance. You can get all the information on the Rural Intelligence website and link through to it. As I say, it's Sunday, January the 20th in Sheffield, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. So definitely sign up in advance for that.
All right. Now, this is interesting. I don't know if I have the patience to do it or the talent, but in Hudson, New York on the 20th, learn how to carve a wooden spoon.
Well, the same day that you could be learning how to marble your paper, I saw this one. And of course, you know, I grew up thinking that every American spent his time whittling when he wasn't doing too much. And this looks like a really interesting thing from that point of view. So the whole idea at the Drop Forge and Tool in Hudson on January the 20th is to have a class, and it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, to have a class on learning the fundamentals of carving a wooden spoon, which sounds theoretically to be relatively straightforward, but I suspect, as you say, is actually quite difficult. Anyway, the woodworker involved is Roland Butler. It's a four-hour class, and I guess you probably need some special equipment, which I suspect they'll probably will provide for you. But apparently it really is fascinating to be able to learn and see how to do all of this. Anyway, so it's at Drop Forge and Tool in Hudson on Sunday the 20th. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Go to Rural Intelligence and link through to their website, and you will see all the details and also get a chance to sign up in advance, so because I'm sure space will be limited.
We'll go from spoons, and we'll head over to Washington, Connecticut again, and food with another great author.
Danny Shapiro is going to be at Community Table, and so that will be great fun. It's the Hickory Stick Bookshop will be hosting this. It's a discussion and a book signing with Danny Shapiro, who I think a lot of people know because she has a house locally, but also she's the New York Times best-selling author as well. And she's just released a new book, which is called Inheritance, A Memoir of Genealogy, Paternity, and Love. And so this is your opportunity to check in, get a copy of the book, and also meet and hear from Danny, who is just a lovely talker. So that's really worthwhile doing. And that's at the Community Table on Sunday the 20th. Starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We'll wrap things up in Lenox, Massachusetts on the 20th.
Yes. This looks like a lovely, lovely concert, and it's the Cantilena Chamber Choir, and it's going to be presenting its Martin Luther King Jr. Weekend Psalms and Spirituals Open Sing, and I'll come back to that in a second because it sounds great fun. They are going to have a whole series of special guests, including the Urban Choral Art Society from Baltimore. That sounds just absolutely fantastic. Anyway, the whole idea is to remember Dr. King in poems and speeches, but the focus of the whole afternoon will be a spiritual sing-along with the choir, so you get to really enjoy the music and but sing along to it. The featured work is a selection from Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert, And there are going to be spiritual arrangements by the King Singers and other people as well. So it's all at Trinity Church in Lenox on Sunday afternoon. That's Sunday the 20th afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a lovely way of celebrating Martin Luther King weekend, as it were, and also joining in as well. So it sounds really great fun. As I say, that brings our whole week to an end, I think, on a high note.
And that is a quick trip around our tri-state region from New York to Massachusetts and into Connecticut. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely, Marshall. Look forward to it.